You're listening to the Ask Coach Parry podcast. If you'd like to join thousands of other runners from around the world who are getting direct access to Coach Parry, his science-backed training plans that work, and a community of runners to motivate you and hold you accountable, then head over to coachparry.com/ask.
Welcome on to this edition of the Ask Coach Parry podcast. A great question today about a downhill marathon. I'm Brad Brown. We've got Lindsay Parry with us once again. Lindsay, nice to have you with us.
Brad, it is always good to be here.
Lindsay, question from James. James says, I've signed up for a marathon in Marquette, Michigan, in the United States on the 4th of September. I'm told that most of the course is downhill. This should work to the runner's advantage, but are there any drawbacks to running downhill for a long-distance race? How does one train for such a course? I mean, there's quite a few. This is obviously one. We've got one here in our backyard called Carpser Whip. Downhill marathons. What advice can you give James?
The most important aspect to a downhill marathon in terms of race day, we'll talk about preparation now, but in terms of race day, is really dialing in your pacing. Yes, you are going to be faster on a downhill marathon, but the degree to which you are faster can really lull you into a false sense of how easy it is, and it pushes up the eccentric load or the pounding forces that go through your muscles a lot. And invariably, most of these races don't go downhill right from the start to the finish. There's almost always a section, normally around 6 miles, 10 k's long, that requires you to be able to run when you actually physically get down to the bottom. But even if they're not there, if you really overextend that eccentric load, you will get to around the 15-mile or 25-kilometer mark, and then running just gets increasingly more difficult. So pacing is key. Yes, you're going to be faster, but you need to work out what is the realistic amount that I'm going to be faster. Is it 3 minutes over 42 k's? Is it 7 minutes? Is it 12 minutes? It's probably somewhere between 7 and 10 minutes is what I would work on, and I'd probably through halfway work on the conservative side and say that, okay, through halfway, what I'm capable of in a normal marathon, I'm going to go through halfway around 3.5 minutes faster. I'm going to hold that to around 15 miles, 25 kilometers. From there, start making decisions on how do my legs physically feel. Can I afford to go a little bit quicker than I am now or not? And at the end, you are aiming to be between 5 and 8 minutes quicker than you probably should have or could have run on a standard course. How do you prepare your body for those rigors? Strength training. That is the best way. If you are an elite or a sub-elite, very fast runner, then the reward from doing some downhill work might be worth it. And I'm emphasizing the might. But if you're not in that category of runner, the reward that you get from physically training downhills, in other words, doing speed work on a slight descent, is not worth the risk of injuries to, in particular, your glute and hamstring tendons. Okay, it puts a hell of a stress on those tendons from the eccentric load of doing speed work up and down a hill. I would encourage people to do some easy running on hilly routes. So if you live in a very flat area and you're going in to do a downhill marathon, I would encourage driving out to places every 2 weeks or so to make sure that you do some downhill running, but not necessarily hard running. And then again, can't emphasize it enough, strength. Make sure you do the strength training. Make sure that strength training does include some eccentric work, like eccentric step ups, or, you know, as our strength and conditioning team have put us through for the last couple of weeks, they put us through a what they call tempo squats. They come with horns on, by the way. But you then really let yourself down slowly and have that slowness of the movement causes an eccentric stress on those muscles, and then when you push up, it's an explosive movement. So including and incorporating those type of things into your strength training, that is how you prepare your body for the downhill. And on race day, Run faster, but be sensible about it.
And then recovery, take time off, because you're going to be sore after a downhill run. You think it's easy, and you realize 2 days afterwards how hard it actually was.
Yeah, you will absolutely need more recovery after a downhill marathon. And if you get the pacing wrong, you'll need even more recovery. So if your pain peaks at 2 days, you probably got just about the right amount of damage. If your pain peaks at 3 or 4 days, then you definitely got it wrong, because in scenario one, you'll be able to jog fairly comfortably by the weekend, and in scenario two, it'll be 14 days before you're running truly pain-free.
And if anybody's done the Down Comrades, they'll know exactly what I'm talking about. I was sore in places I didn't even know I had places for about 3 weeks afterwards. So, Lindsay, as always, thanks for your time. Much appreciated. And James, best of luck. We look forward to seeing how you go.
Hey, it's Brad again. Before I go, did you know that most running training plans don't take your age into account? That's why most runners over the age of 50 are constantly running in some sort of pain or battling a niggling injury. That's why they always feel tired and fatigued, and it's also the reason why their endurance fades as they get older. It's the number one reason they seem to get slower and slower year after year, even though it feels like they're training harder than ever. If you'd like to discover a new way to train as you get older, then make sure you join us for our upcoming Faster Beyond 50 Masterclass. Simply head over to coachparry.com/50 or click on the link in your podcast player now.